Hey, what's up, guys? This is Perry with Premier Guitar here in Nashville, Tennessee, as usual. But I got a little bit of a different rig rundown for you guys today. We've been getting a lot of comments and messages in our inboxes from content creators about what gear we use. So, like any guitar rig, we have camera rigs, man. And I love cameras as much as I love guitar, so happy to talk about this stuff. When Premier Guitar started the rig rundown in, I think it was September of like 2008, back then YouTube limited how long your videos could be, I think to like 10 minutes. And you know, this definition that you could upload was like 240 or like 480 or something really, really bad by today's standards. But a lot has changed, not only with technology, but also YouTube. And you know, as the time changed, we were able to do some new stuff. When Chris first started shooting the rundown, they're using these crappy old Sony cameras that shot to like DV tapes. I came on in 2012, I believe. And that's when Premier Guitar moved its all of our shooting team here to Nashville, which is myself and Chris and John. A lot of people think we're like some huge production company or something. We're not. It's just three of us that pull this off, and with a very limited budget. So when I came on, I wanted to upgrade the cameras because the technology had come along far enough that we could do that. And so what we started with were these Canon 5D Mark III's, which is actually a still camera, but it was one of the first still cameras that actually shot video and in 1080, and they looked really, really good. And you know, it's a Canon, so you could use Canon lenses, which is great. I still use these for stills from time to time. We shot on this for a long while until we upgraded into the Canon Cinema series. The Canon C100s are what we went with for a number of reasons. These are workhorse cameras. They're freaking awesome cameras. They have XLR inputs, which is very important for us. We need to be able to record spoken audio as well as guitars and sounds. Again, same Canon lens mounts, so we didn't, you know, lose any money on lenses. And these have been a workhorse, and we're gonna still use these for things like NAMM, where, you know, we need XLRs on the fly, we don't wanna record audio separately, stuff like that. These are very, very handy cameras. Most of the rig rundowns you've seen in the past 10 years was shot on these. A couple months ago, we were shooting something with Slash at the Gibson showroom, and we ran into the Sweetwater guys, who've been nothing but helpful. Shout out to Ian, my personal rep. That dude calls me more than my own dad. I love the guy. And they were shooting on some great cameras. And so I started kind of talking to those dudes and got an eye of what they were shooting on. And they have just started shooting on these Blackmagic Pocket Cinema 6K Pros. So we ended up following suit. These are great cameras. Allows us to shoot not only in 4K, but now 6K if we really, really wanted to. Although the file sizes are a little not manageable that big. So we're gonna stick it to 4K for right now. I gotta give a shout out to the dudes at Sweetwater, because not only do they help us out with deciding what cameras to go with, but Sweetwater is such a great resource for content creators. I know a lot of you guys that watch the Rig Rundown also, you know, make guitar content. Dude, head over to Sweetwater. They sell not only cameras, we got the Blackmagic Pocket Cinema 6K Pros from them. We got a whole audio package, which has been great. The Shure Axient wireless has been awesome. It allows me to literally change frequencies without even touching the packs. You know, being able to just change the frequency from the receiver has been wonderful. Not only do they sell cameras and lenses and stuff, but we got rigged out with these cages to protect our gear so we can mount everything we need. These obviously shoot giant, like massive file sizes. So if you look here, they sell these blade drives. So this is a 2 terabyte blade drive that we can rig right to the camera. And at 4K, I could probably shoot 4 hours on one of those. And that's more than enough usually for us. And that's wonderful, just giant file sizes. So right now, what you're seeing is actually a Blackmagic Pocket Cinema 6K Pro. And if you've been watching the rig rundown to the very first one, I think it was like three doors down, you're seeing some crappy old Sony cameras. So I'm really grateful, not only for guitars, but cameras. I love this stuff. And our ability to kind of keep pushing the envelope with technology to make a better product for you guys. You know, again, it's just us. If John's on camera, it's either me or Chris shooting. If I'm on camera, it's Chris shooting. If Chris is on camera, it's me shooting. So, you know, this stuff allows us to capture what we need to capture and get the rig rundown out to you guys and make it look as good as possible. And I'm glad we've been able to do this for so long. And Sweetwater has been a huge help beyond the gear that they carry, like lenses and cameras and accessories. They also have a ton of tutorials. So if you're just getting into content creation or don't know what lights to go with or what camera package you might want to use, browse around, man. They have tons of tutorials. They have lessons, all kinds of stuff, not only for, you know, guitar related dorkery, but also camera stuff. Thanks, guys.